April 11, 2017.
Are we all ready?
We are ready.
We're calling this meeting to order, gentlemen. Gentlemen, Trojans. Let's have a roll call.
President Kelly.
Here.
Vice President Hellenius.
Here.
Director Deweese.
Here.
Director Najarian.
Here.
Director Sanfilippo.
Here.
Thank you.
Any members of the public wishing to comment on anything that's not on tonight's agenda can speak now. Ken, do you want to make your announcement now?
Yeah, a small town from July, so I decided to move back to San Francisco for a San Francisco moment. So which means then I will not be the chair of ABAC and some of the committees, and I serve on our board of water board. So I don't know how long I can stay. Said tonight there's a possibility I can stay up for 60 more days once I'm gone. Do you know anything about that?
I would call Mike.
Okay, we'll call Mike.
Ask and see what he says.
Who's Mike?
Mike Seitz, our attorney.
Oh.
The attorney. So we'll go from there. But anyway, okay. That came up kind of suddenly over the last 30 days. So it's just kind of what happened.
Yeah.
When are you actually moving?
Well, pretty much 90% out right now. But basically, the lease that we rent from the family is until kind of in the day. I'm not necessarily staying there 7 nights a week or something. So, just depends on how it mends in with this committee. There's a possibility if it can happen, I can stay until May.
Your game, if.
That give you some time to find someone else in the
right
pool.
We know.
Maybe one of these guys on the vacation rental does to step up.
Probably not.
And I'm gone today, so they may need to.
So, anyway, that's where it is. Sorry to sudden on everyone. Sudden to both my wife and I, but it is what it is.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Information discussion items. Do you have anything, Brad, to discuss or to inform the board?
Not at this point.
Okay. County reports. I think we'll start with the sheriff.
Okay. In fact, let me give you my card.
Okay.
Jim Vogue, and I'm the new commander for Coast Station, and very happy to be here.
And I'll quiz you now, okay? Ann and I were in the last night.
Right, no. And it's going to be much shorter, okay?
It's a small town, you know.
I know. It'll be much shorter, and in fact, I forgot my stats because I bought something new today to get my nice calendar for all my meetings and left my other, but I remembered most of them up here.
Most of them is over in Pirate's Cove.
Yes, exactly. 50% of our arrests of two were in Pirate's Cove in Avila in the last month. A lot of calls for service, but they're service calls. They didn't result in any crimes. We had two crimes. One was a vandalism, and I can't remember what the other one was, to be honest with you. But I just know we had two crimes. I think that's why we live in this beautiful area, you know. The other thing was we had, and this was kind of funny for me to report, and probably I'm not going to report it much from now on, but it was on the piece of paper that Commander Taylor gave me. We had 5 alarm calls, and all 5 alarm calls were false. So I'll probably tell you the real alarm calls that we have. Just to let you know about the people that we have at Coast, we have 1 commander, 2 sergeants, 21 deputies, a rural crime officer, and a school resource officer. The other thing I think that's important is that, and I mentioned it last night, I have the official name now. It's called the CAT Team, Community Action Teams, and we're going to have 2 for the Sheriff's Office, and these are really... really a nice investment of the Sheriff's Office. These handle our transients and homeless issues. And that doesn't, you know, it could be enforcement. It could be to try to get them to some place where they can handle their needs. It could be mental health issues to try to do that. Could be, you know, Narcanon, Alcoholics Anonymous. It's more of a, instead of, you know, the old way we used to do it is try to find something to arrest people. And, you know, that lasts for a couple of days, and then they're back out again, and they're homeless, and they return to the